Listening to and watching Wake Up with Patty Catter, and I am your talk show host, Patty Catter. We're here before the holidays, just before Christmas. So I should say, technically, we already tackled one holiday, which was Thanksgiving. Or for my friends who are Jewish, I know you're going through Hanukkah right now. And anyways, I just wanted to reach out to everybody and say, first of all, I'm still alive. Typically, you're used to hearing me every single Friday, and I've had a little break, so to say. Over the last couple of months, I've had a ton going on, and eventually, I'm going to fill you in on that. But in the meantime, I want to go back and reflect on my 27-day challenge. So I had created three recordings and wanted to put them all out on different weeks. However, after watching my first one, I thought that was a good one. But then my second and third one, I thought were way too heated, to be honest. Like I was emotionally going through some stuff, I guess, as I created this challenge and I didn't even realize it. So every single day I would wake up and I would think about different things that I wanted to tackle for each day to work on myself. So I wasn't reading a book, I wasn't taking a class, nothing like that. It was just literally, I had 27 days. And I decided one morning that I was just going to start this 27-day challenge because I literally knew that I had 27 days in the mornings that I could reflect on things in my life. So, basically, what I want to do is go back though and start really thinking about some of, I'm getting a call, some of these things that were on my challenge during that 27-day challenge. And why I want to do it is because, like I said, sorry, I kind of got thrown off there. Like I said, it was too heated, I think, to put out on social media. Like I was so passionate and I was going to town, but I kind of felt like I sounded a little bit bitchy, to be honest. And I don't like that feel. So I'm going to redo. So I did 1 through 10. I'm going to leave that and I'm going to go over that again because some of you may have missed the first one. But then 1 through 10 was on day one, I was talking about embracing imperfection. Like none of us are perfect. I'm not perfect. A lot of times people will tell me, like, I seem so perfect. My life seems so perfect, but I'm definitely not perfect. I'm human. And as such, I'm going to make mistakes. I'm going to screw up. I'm just a regular person like you are. And it is always something inside of me where I feel like I'm the hardest on myself. And so I just really want to focus on the fact that I am imperfect and it's okay. And I wouldn't hold it against my friend if my friend screwed up. So why should I hold it against myself if I screw up in life? So number two is cultivating patience. That's actually trying to have more patience with myself and other people. A lot of times I want it done like right away. If I want something, I want it now. Kind of like McDonald's, right? When you're waiting in line and you're like, okay, it's 30 seconds. Where's my food? You know, do you remember back in the day, by the way, when McDonald's actually had this minute rule or something that they had to have your food ready in like such a short amount of time or it was free? Yeah, I remember that. Number three is breaking free from chains. So like holding stuff over your own head, stop it. Things that might have happened in your family or in your life at one time or another, you just keep holding it against yourself. Like break those chains, just stop it. Number four is saying yes to growth. So it might be scary. Sometimes you might have butterflies, but say yes to growth. Number five is nurture balanced connections. How often do we give and give and give to other people, but they may not be as friendly and they may not give back? Stop those communications or stop doing so much for other people who wouldn't jump a mud puddle for you. Number six is reflecting on your choices. So basically, your life choices are what has gotten you where you are today, good, bad, or ugly. So what you can do is if you're not satisfied with where you're at right now, it's never too late to make a new choice to do good things for yourself so that this time next year, you're going to be in a better situation. And number seven is gratitude for life's blessings. So be thankful for what you do have and really reflect on that. Don't sit there and keep going over all of the hard times or the bad things that have happened. And you're going to find yourself stuck if you do that. So keep continuously thinking about the good things and what you're thankful for, and remind yourself of all of the good things that you can be thankful for: a roof over your head, food, glass of water. And number eight is going to be the art of active listening. How often do we have communications or talks with somebody, and you just want to voice what you have to say because you want somebody to hear you? But remember, the other person's feeling like that too. And to have good open communications, you have to listen so that you know how better to respond. But not only that, it helps you become a more well-rounded person. So if you're having a misunderstanding with somebody, maybe you should actually put your feelings and emotions aside for a minute and really try to listen to their emotions and feelings so that you can maybe better relate or try to understand so that maybe you can get over that miscommunication. And then number nine is maintain a soft heart. How often are we hurt in life? I know I've been hurt a lot. I know I've been used. I know that people have stolen from me. I know that people have had bad intentions for me. And the thing is, I could let those things harden my heart, or I can actually say, you know what? It's life. You just move on. You just roll with the punches. I remember my grandma used to seem really mellow. And I asked her one time, like, how do you put up with so and so? And she's like, well, in the grand scheme of things, what they're doing, it doesn't matter. The universe is going to keep going on. And that's so true, right? So maintain that soft heart. Day number 10, attraction over force. That's such a huge deal because we can try to force ourselves into situations, right? Or into people's lives. But instead of doing that, maybe I've learned at least to step back away from things that are not working out, just not working out, things that are obviously not meant to be. Stop trying to feel like you want somebody's attention when honestly, it might be a God thing stopping you from having that relationship with that friend or somebody. Or maybe you wanted that job so bad and you were trying to force yourself into that position, but it just didn't work out. But there's always going to be something better for you. And you can attract those things into your life. So I work on attracting now more than trying to get what I need. I try to attract it. Like, I also tell myself things like, I'm worthy. I'm worth it. I am lovable. I am kind. I am generous. And I just think of all of those good things that I am. And in the meantime, I want to attract those good things into my life. Whereas if I'm chasing, I don't have time to accept and attract things into my life. So, number 11 is design your life. I remember asking one of my friends one time, like, where do you go in your house to get away from it all? And she's like, what do you mean? It's all chaos. Create that place in your house, in your life, that's comfortable and that's somewhere that's safe that you can go. So that's what I mean. When you design your life, your safe spot at home, you can also design your life as far as your job, your friends, your communications that you have outside of your house. Everything that you do, you can actually design it. You just have to figure out how to get there. Number 12 is focus forward instead of backwards, right? So, focus on the good things, focus on what you can do. Stop looking in the rearview mirror at like all of the crap that happened and just move forward because all that stuff's in your rearview mirror for a reason. Number 13, or no, yeah, number 13 was passion for healing. So I'm talking about emotional healing from all the hurt that you've had in your life to maybe physical healing. For me, I had a retina tear at the beginning of this year, 2023. I had to work through that. I had a surgery that I needed to work through and get more healthy. And I'm so happy and I'm so healthy right now. And I'm so thankful for those things. Number 14 is embrace abundance. So when you have the good things in your life that are happening, like embrace that. Don't feel guilty because you have something that you worked your butt off for. So there's that. Number 15 is finding peace in your journey. So today might be a really hard day, but know because of this tough time that you're going to be stronger tomorrow because of it. And if it's not tomorrow, it's the next day. Like keep, like I said, focusing forward, but then also understand that you're going to find peace in your journey because the things that are happening, they do line up, right? It's like the stars line up for you. That's what I believe. At least that's what's going on in my life. And I'm realizing it, especially this year. Thankful for health. That's kind of like embracing the abundance or the passion for healing. It all kind of goes hand in hand if you can't tell. I'm so thankful for my health. And because of that, I'm actually trying to work on my health even more. So, for example, I have a friend. He has zero legs. He lost his legs in war, and he is a rock climber and he's a beast. And every day that's an inspiration. So here I am with two legs making up excuses of it's cold outside, it's rainy outside, like I don't want to go for a walk. Come on, like, come on. And then let's see what else here. I have number 17 is enjoy your own company. I spend a lot of time alone, you guys, and I'm okay with that. So there used to be a time, well, girls can definitely relate. Remember when you want to go to the bathroom with all your friends, like, hey, do you have to go to the bathroom? Yeah, let's go, let's go, let's go. All the girls go to the bathroom. Well, now that I'm older, I realize that I don't need a crowd to do some of the things that I enjoy. So I would get a little bit frustrated if I wanted to go do something and I couldn't find somebody to go with, or I just didn't feel like I fit somewhere. Now I just go. So for example, I have never been ever to a New Year's Eve party that I can remember. So it must not have been memorable if I did. This year, I had noticed that in Washington, D.C., there was this huge party and it looks so amazing. And I didn't know anybody to go with me. Like I asked a couple of my girlfriends and they were busy and they have kids and mine are grown and I'm in a different phase of life. So I bought myself a ticket anyways and I'm going and I guarantee I'm going to meet new friends. So I'm excited about it. So definitely, feel confident, in your own company. Number 18 is overcome fear. So I'm not thrilled with heights, but I'm getting better. And now if I'm attached to something and I'm high up, it's okay. Like roller coasters, I like. I've liked them all my life because I know I'm gonna go up, then I'm gonna come down and I'm on a track. Parasailing was a little bit more scary because I'm just up there by a couple cords and I'm like overlooking some sharks and stuff, but it was cool. It was fun. It was an experience. I held on for dear life and I screamed a little bit, but it was fun. Anyways, overcome your fear by actually putting your foot forward and sometimes submerging yourself into your fear. And that's a great way to get over it for sure. But also, what about the fear of speaking or the fear of being on camera, but you know that you have something to share that is valuable to other people? For example, I've never been a huge fan of photos. I've never been a huge fan of doing video podcasts. I started podcasting because I like the idea of being behind the scenes, but being able to share what was on my heart. Then all of a sudden, video became very important in the podcast world and in the world that we live in. So here I am every day overcoming my fear with this. And I wouldn't even say now it's a fear because I'm pretty used to it. I mean, whatever, it is what it is, and I'm good with it. And I know that if I at least help one person, then I'm happy with it. So, I am on number 19, inspired by contrast. What the heck did I think that day? So, I think that on that specific day, I remember having a conversation with a woman who I very much look up to. And she's very strongly opinionated and she's very matter of fact and like let you have just the facts. She doesn't sugarcoat anything. And I love that about her. And honestly, I consider her somebody I could go to and tell her anything, give her any problem, and I'm certain she can figure it out. So I'm inspired by her and truly, truly inspired by her. And she's a big contrast compared to me. The way that she was raised was different than me. The way that she had her career was different than me. And the way that she thinks is a lot different than me. And I appreciate every single one of those aspects because it brings me more of a wholesome friendship. And also, it brings me some great advice. She gives me great advice that I never would have thought of on my own from a different perspective, which is so important. Setting personal goals is day 20. So you can sit there and you can say all day while you're blue in the face, like, I'm gonna go find a job. I need to find a job. Oh, I wish I had a job. But if you're not actually putting goals together to get the job that you want or to create the job that you want, then you're gonna still say that like 10 years from now. And I wish I had known some of the things that I went through during this, my life, I guess, when I was younger, but it is what it is. I said that a couple of times on this show so far. So number 21 is continuous learning. Make sure that you're continuously learning about different things. For example, I was raised in a really strict Christian home, and I was raised in a way that I didn't question authority. I just took it and had to listen and quote unquote obey. Well, now that I'm older, I'm learning about all sorts of different things. And in fact, I went to get my nails done the other day, and my nail guy, he's like, "Hey, I have this book about Buddhism. Do you want to read it?" Well, at first I was thinking in my head, like, I'm not going to read that whole thing. Like, it's huge. But then I was like, oh, it's kind of interesting, actually, because it gives you another perspective on a different religion that's out there that wasn't actually shoved down my throat. And I'm not saying I'm a Buddhist or anything like that, but it's super interesting to me to read about different cultures and religion. And I think it's important to build better, stronger relationships with people if you're more well-rounded in your education when it comes to learning about these different cultures that are out there. So never stop learning. Number 22 is truly see others. So that said, I have been more recently than not going into stores, going into places, going into meetings, really, really trying to see people, not just superficially where you just quick shake a hand and say, "Hey, how you doing?" Two things. One, I learned don't ask how somebody's doing if you really don't care. But the second thing is truly see them. Like, don't just sit there and look at their suit and their hair. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when you ask somebody how they're doing, like, truly try to understand how they're really doing. The majority of times you're going to hear, "Oh, I'm doing great. How are you?" Sometimes, though, it's on my heart to say, like, "But how are you really doing?" And get into those deep conversations, especially with your friends. Number 23 is the importance of healthy sleep. I've been on a pretty good schedule lately. Now, my friend Sherry's coming into town, so I have a feeling I'm going to be staying up really late at night the next few nights. But that said, I did buy some window darkening curtains, and I'm going to bed pretty early, like 9:30 to 10:30 in that time frame. At least I try. I make sure that my bed is nice and cuddly and that my place is always really clean so I don't feel like the clutter falling in around me. You know, when you're younger and you don't feel like that's as high as a priority. I definitely think that a clean, welcoming spot to live in and to be in and to sleep in is super important. Number 24 is remember your inner child, which is kind of funny because today I just posted another picture on my Instagram about when I was little playing in the snow. But when you were little, do you remember what did you want to be? How was your childhood? For me, my childhood was great. Like, especially, well, when I should say it was great to a point, right? So I remember up until I was probably in like, gosh, I think it was like kindergarten, first grade. Before that, it was amazing. After that, like, my parents went through some weird thing where they had some growing pains in their religious views, which impacted me as a kid. And so there was that. But my inner child, as far as how I always wanted to be nice to everybody And for me, I grew up in a house that was non-racial at all. So we never looked at the color of people's skin. We never talked about it when I was growing up. I loved everybody for who they were. Now, side note, rabbit hole I go down here. That's probably why I did get taken advantage of a few times because I was like, oh, everybody's a nice person. The world is amazing. But that said, as a child, you have goals and dreams, and nothing can stop you. If you want that cookie, you're gonna go get it, right? So that's what I'm talking about. Number 25 is to tell people that you care about them. A lot of times we harbor these inside feelings, and I am in this phase of so being so authentic with my friends. Like if I'm feeling a certain way, I'm gonna tell them. I don't care if it's weird, mushy, indifferent, if it's crazy. Sometimes I feel like some of my thoughts are crazy, but the funny thing is, the craziest thoughts that I have, if I voice them out loud to my friends, they have the same thoughts. So we're all crazy. But really tell people around you how you feel because they can't guess. They can't read your mind. They're definitely not mind readers. Even if you have a psychic friend out there, I guarantee you they skip a beat once in a while. And I'm kind of joking, not joking, joking. Okay, so number 26 is embrace the explorer within. For me, I love adventure. So the other day I was in DC walking around and I heard this chanting and I heard these protests and I was getting crazy. So instead of like going and hiding, which some people are like, oh, you shouldn't have went there. I went there anyways and I was watching this protest so I could see firsthand and experience life firsthand instead of on the news with somebody else's warped perception. It was amazing. It was like one of the most amazing things, and it makes me want to do it even more. So I just want to experience life more. I feel like I've missed out on a lot of things in life, and it was my fault. It was nobody else's fault. It was my fault. It was my choices that led me to where I was. It was the way that I was confined, how I felt confined. But I've broken free from all of those chains and all of those things that held me back for so long. And I hope that you're able to do that too. And I hope that you're able to explore and bring that inner child out again. Like life should be exciting. I think we make it way too complicated. Number 27 was the very last day of my challenge. I was so happy that the challenge was over, to be honest, because what happened, now I'll tell you, what happened is I actually had 25 days and I thought I had 27, but I had already committed to 27. I committed that to myself. I committed that to my listeners. I committed that on my social media. So I had to do the 27th, which I was kind of cool with because on day 26, I was looking through some old photos and found the inner child idea thing and or the explorer thing basically too. It was kind of all wrapped up in there. And because inner child was actually 24, wasn't it? So the explorer. And then number 27, what I ended up with grace and gratitude and thankfulness because I was number one thankful that the challenge was over because it really brought out a lot of emotions. I was not basing this challenge on anybody else's needs. It was all of the things that I was going through every single day and all of the things that I was reflecting on in life. And so it was definitely a real challenge for me to get through that. So I was so thankful it was over, but I was also thankful for the experience and thankful that I was sharing because I was getting some messages on social media, especially on my Instagram, talking about other people who were feeling some of the same ways that I was feeling. So it was really good to connect with you all. Anyways, I hope that you are all doing well as we head into the end of 2023. I hope that you're all learning and growing and evolving and taking each day one step at a time. I know that the holidays are difficult for some, and I know the holidays can be difficult for me. A lot of you don't realize, but I really don't have a lot of family. I have a very, very tiny, tiny family. And aside, I should say, for my nieces and nephews on Ken's side that have been amazing at keeping me busy. When I am able to see some family, but I just appreciate every single day this year since my retina tear when I lost my vision in my left eye. It was the scariest shit I have ever been through. Because it was directly impacting the way that I may have to live the rest of my life. Thankfully, I did get that back for the most part. I still see like a couple little floaties in my eye once in a while, and I did lose the peripheral, a little bit of the peripheral vision in my left eye, but it's mostly like in a place that doesn't matter too much. So that part is fantastic. It doesn't interfere with my ability to drive or to write or to go places and to do things. So that means I'm going to be doing a lot more of all of those things. I hope you are just really able to reflect on your life and really able to pinpoint what direction you want to go in 2024, because we're all on borrowed time. And I don't mean that in a weird, sad, depressed way. I mean, that is your sign to go, to do, and to be. So until next time, I hope you head over to my Instagram at Patty Catter. My Facebook is at P Catter, Katter. TikTok is at Patty Catter, which I've been a little bit more active on. I have some big things coming down the pipeline in 2024, including possibly going to other countries to do some other cool things to help people. That's definitely my calling, is helping others, and I hope to be able to continue to do that. So contact me. I want to know what you're up to. Until next time, see ya.